How do we gain eternal life? Is it a list of do's and don'ts, or a gift? We don't enter heaven, cause we think we would, doing all the many things that we wish we could. The law is like a mirror that shows we all fall short. It drives us to the cross of Christ. He's our entrance and passport. If righteousness comes by the law, then Christ has died in vain. It takes only one sin to bar the door to us. Heaven's gain not by our works, which can't be good enough. Only through the blood of Christ is in we enter in. He's the straight and narrow way. We must trust and follow him. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Heaven's port are forgiven, forever redeemed by him. All must be cleansed by his precious blood in order to enter him. Rejoice, 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 Jesus overcame heaven's fall. Glory is his, the glory is his alone. He did it all. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It's not a matter of endless work, the earlier we think we should. We only go to heaven because God alone is good. It's not about our achievements, but what God for us has done. Alone by divine accomplishment, our Lord did overcome. It's finished, he did it all alone. Glory belongs to Jesus, we claim nothing for our own. By his pain and suffering, we enter our true home. If while on earth with all our hearts serve our Lord and King, to praise and thank him for his gift, through prayer for everything. We love him because he first loved us. heaven's for the forgiven, forever redeemed by Him. All must be cleansed by His precious blood in order to enter in. Rejoice, rejoice, Jesus overcame Adam's fall. Glory is His, glory is His alone. He did it all. As in Adam all die, but in Christ even so all shall be made alive. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God for His unspeakable gift.